Hello everyone, my name is Philippe and this is the podcast Life with AI, the podcast that we talk about artificial intelligence in a simpler way. And for today's episode, I'm going to talk about a paper that just came out like a week ago and it's called RAFT, Retrieval Aware Fine Tuning. That is basically a new way of doing fine tuning and RAG at the same time, not at the same time, but like both together to improve the results against only fine tuning or only RAG or fine tuning plus RAG. They do it in a more smart way. And just a fun fact that I will talk in the end of the episode is that there is another paper, another algorithm with the same name, that is RAFT. So the first one is RAFT, Retrieval Aware Fine Tuning, and the other one is RAFT, Reward Ranking Fine Tuning. And the A comes from ranking, like the A of ranking. So Reward Ranking Fine Tuning. And so one is a week ago, the first one that I said, Retrieval Aware Fine Tuning, and the other one is from December 2023. So like things are going so fast that people are launching models or like algorithms with the same name in like 3-4 months of difference. But anyways, and the second one is not a big thing, but it's like interesting to say. As I read the paper, I can talk to you for you guys. But the first one is really interesting. So I think it's going to be a very quick episode because the idea is not that new, but it's interesting to understand their thinking process and also what they did, because this can be something useful for your day to day as a machine learning engineer doing like LLM stuff. So the idea of retrieval aware fine tuning, as I said, is to get the best of both worlds, fine tuning and RAG. So before they explain in a very interesting way what is the reasoning behind fine tuning. So let's take an example, a student exam. Fine tuning is studying for the exam, but it's a closed book one. So you go to the exam and you only have access to everything you studied. You don't have access to the book. So it's a closed book exam. While a RAG is exactly the opposite. So you didn't study at all, but you arrived to the exam and you have access to the book. So it's an open book exam. We can clearly see here that there is a problem. So why can I study but don't have access to the book in the time of the exam, or I don't study but I have time? Why don't I do both at the same time? So this is the idea of fine tuning plus RAG, where I'm gonna study before the exam and when I go there I have access to the book, so it's an open book with a previous study. So this is a traditional fine tuning plus RAG. The problem is it's not exactly what happened in the real life when we do RAG applications. So when we do RAG applications, I explained what is RAG before. So if you want to really better understand what is RAG, listen to my other episode explaining it. But basically RAG, we're going to retrieve the part of the document that may contain the answer. And from this part of the document, you're going to input it in the prompt. And then the large language model going to reason based on this. So the thing is, in real life, you normally do top case sample while getting the part of the document. So you don't only take the part, like the top one part of the document that you imagine it is. And you can also miss this part. That's why normally you take like top K. That can be like 3, 2, 4, 5. I don't know. Depends on your application. So the idea is, once you do it, the answer won't be that easy to find. There will be a lot of stuff that is irrelevant or that's going to even try to like trick the large language model to give the answer. So when you do traditional fine tuning plus RAG, you don't include all those documents. You only take the part of the document that contains the answer. So it's super easy to the large language model. And this for me was interesting to see how there is like a clear gap between industry and academia. In academia, people just care about publishing the paper, which means like improving a little bit the state of the art, which means getting like 1% more like in a leaderboard of a specific data set. While in the industry, people care about solving the problem. And 1% in the industry, like for industry problem, doesn't matter at all. Like you can do your mixture of experts and I don't know what and have 1% better inference. But like if I have a way cheaper model that is 2% worse, probably like in most of the cases, we're going to take this model because it's cheaper, it's faster, it's easier to deploy and so on. Anyways, the idea of this paper doesn't matter for like the difference between industry and research. Their idea is, let's solve the problem here. The problem is, we may have other information, and this, even if you don't have other information that is useless for the model, kind of teach the model to find what is relevant in the document is also important. And if you take the last models proposed by Google and by like the Gemini 1.5 with 1 million context length and the Claude 3, both of them, they show that if you give like an enormous document, the model is able to find where in the document is the answer and reason from that. And is even able to detect that maybe this document is not talking at all about what you're asking, and the model is able to reason about it. So this is the idea of RAFT. They're going to include not only the part of the document or the document that contains the answer, but also some random documents that will try to trick the model and make the task harder. So the model not only learns how to answer the question, kind of the hard knowledge, but also how to read and don't take into account some information that is useless us based on the question. So for me, this is a very interesting problem and a very interesting solution. As I said, it's not that breakthrough as a research paper. They just added some new documents that doesn't contain the answer, but the model to learn that this is not important. So this is the idea of the paper, and they show that using this, it improves a lot the results, which is expected. And I imagine that also for industry-related applications, it's gonna be way better. And of course, it can work with whatever model you want. Okay, so this is the first paper that I said. So RAFT, Retrieval Aware Fine-Tuning. But there is the other paper called the RAFT, Reward Ranking Fine-Tuning. And this one, why I get to this paper? Because I saw the blog post released by Microsoft, but I wanted to read the paper. So I went to Google to find the paper. And then I found the name, and I clicked on it, and I was reading and said, it's not what they were explaining in Microsoft's blog post. But I finished reading the paper. I said, I don't think that's it. And then I looked at it again, and I saw, okay, it's different. And then I was able to download the paper from the Microsoft link. Like, the paper is not even in archive yet. It's less than a week that is out. And then I read the paper. So now I'm going to talk about the other one. There is a reward ranking fine tuning. And basically the goal of this one. So this paper isn't a paper that I would explain in the podcast, but as I read, it does make sense to like explain to you guys, because having this knowledge is better than don't knowing about it. Anyways, so the goal of this one is to substitute RLHF. So I already explained here, but it's also a good point to explain it again. The problem of reinforcement learning from human feedback is that it's very hard to convert this model. Converting a model of reinforcement learning is always a problem. And that's why there are a lot of papers and algorithms trying to find another way of doing the alignment between the answer of the large language model and what we want to receive as an answer, using other techniques such as DPO. And there are some others that came out like some time ago. I don't know the name, like Orca, ORP, I don't know. But anyways, so the idea here is to not use reinforcement learning from human feedback. That basically is, you have a reward model saying the quality of the answer. So from one question, the model can give a lot of answers based on a different temperature parameter. So the temperature parameter gonna give a freedom to the model to try to give different answers. And by doing this, you have the reward model that will rank them. And by this ranking, by the reward, the first LLM that is generating the answers gonna learn. So basically, instead of using one model to train the other, that is the reinforcement learning setup, we're gonna just use the reward model to say which one is the best. And by saying which one is the best, we're gonna do traditional fine tuning using this one. So this is very similar to distillation learning. So on distillation learning, you basically have a better and bigger large language model such as GPT-4 generating the answer, and then you're gonna align your answer with the GPT-4 answer. So this is distillation, but here they're making the LLM generate the answer and then not multiple answers, and the another one that can be like a LLM of the same size or even a bigger one, doesn't matter, to say which one is the best, and you're gonna train from this one. So as I said, it's not the most important paper ever, but at least I was able to explain the different ideas of like RLHF and then distillation learning from GPT-4 or this reward ranking, that you just take the top one, and by taking the top one, you make the model learn. And what they said in the paper is that it's also better because when you take the reward itself, you need to rely a lot on the number. So if you have a reward between like 0 and 5, sometimes the model gonna say 5, but actually it's a 4.5. So you have this problem. While if you just take the top one and you do supervised fine tuning, you don't really need to know like if it's 4.5 or 5 or 4. You just take this one and you align with this one. So it's easier to convert and so on. So yeah, basically, and doing supervised fine tuning is way simpler than doing reinforcement learning with human feedback. So yeah, basically this is the idea of the paper. And this is what I had to talk to you today, guys. I hope it was a nice episode. It was a quick one, but I think the content was kind of important. And I'm talking about LLM, so things that people are doing every day, and also RAG, especially a better way of doing RAG, as they showed in the paper, that like really improves a lot the results. I'm gonna put the link of the papers in the description so you guys can check if you want. And yeah, don't forget to follow the podcast on social media. On Instagram, we are podcast.lifewithai. On LinkedIn is lifewithai. And that's it. Till the next episode, guys. Goodbye.